Good morning, a Monday morning after a Christmas Hanukkah holiday weekend. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I'm assuming you and yours had a wonderful holiday.
We did. It's nothing like having a 2.5-year-old grandson and watching him grow and having great fun doing all of that.
Well, let's get into some of the news. And someone that you're very aware of in New York State government and politics is Carl Paladino from Buffalo, who has been aligned with Donald Trump. He made some racist comments about the Obamas, and there's been some harsh reaction, not only from Donald Trump, but obviously from the governor of New York, Cuomo, and many others who have condemned his words.
Well, first thing that comes to my mind is that with the rise of Donald Trump, who is somebody who Paladino supports, comes this freedom in many of these people's minds to say really racist and terrible things. I myself got a racist letter, as you remember, David, at the house in which it was put that I should have burned in the Auschwitz fires. Mm. Too bad Hitler didn't cook me the same way. So what's happening is that we are now opening a new front in which some of these idiots think that it is permissible to behave in this way. Paladino, of course, ran for governor of New York. So we are not talking about just some idiot. We are talking about a guy who has a lot of money and who used a lot of money. His own child has had to say that this is unacceptable behavior, who runs the company that Paladino put together in the beginning. Whether that will save him or not, I don't know. But it is up to everybody to say that this is completely unacceptable. I've had letters saying we shouldn't be talking about Paladino. We should never have Paladino on our air. Well, let me tell you, there is no antiseptic like sunlight. And when you put a person like this before the public, they know what they have. You don't cover it up. You talk about it, just as we are now, and put on everybody who has a sense that this is the wrong thing.
Well, let's go from there and decide whether it's the right or the wrong thing in New York when it comes to the State of the State address. I'm reading from Kenneth Lovett from the New York Daily News. Governor Cuomo to ditch State of State address for a series of 6 speeches to, quote, the people across New York State.
Look, the governor is in a fierce fight with the New York State legislature. They wanted a pay raise. He wanted ethics reforms. I happen to think he was right. And they came back at him and told him off. And I've been thinking about it a lot because the head man in the Senate, John J. Flanagan, said nothing doing in one of their great shows of hypocrisy. We don't trade things here. Oh, yes, you do. And you do it all the time. That's the way we got charter schools in New York. George Pataki traded the last pay raise for charter schools. So we know that they don't want to have meaningful ethics reform. As a result, there's no, quote, special session. They have to raise their pay now, otherwise they have to wait for another 2 years, because you can't raise your pay in the same session of the legislature that you're sitting in. So there's not going to be a pay raise, and they're furious, and they don't want to get along with the governor. And the governor's saying, if you think I'm going to go and have an interaction with them, you're wrong. I'm just going to give speeches, and they can listen or not listen. There's no provision that says he has to address them. He can send them a report, or he can do it in another setting, but there is no provision that says that you have to have a State of the State. First, it was in the assembly chamber. Then he didn't like that, and Cuomo brought it over to the convention center, and he combined the budget address with the State of the State, and now he's going around the state and giving some speeches.
Tweets that have been coming from the president-elect Donald Trump. We were greeted to one after we spoke on Thursday last week that upped the ante when it came to a nuclear arms race, Alan, and the Russian president replied that Russia was not seeking a new arms race, but was instead seeking ways to improve its armaments so that they could pierce missile defenses, a new nuclear arms race?
Well, you know, there's always been this thing that the United States is going to put up a shield and that they're not going to give it to the Russians to have their own shield. And so Putin, his new friend, is saying, well, if you do that, we'll have to find new ways to get through your shield if we're not going to have a shield. And the last thing this world needs now, for every economic reason and every safety reason, is another arms race. We used to talk about a sane nuclear policy. This is an insane nuclear policy, the idea that we'd get going again and that countries like India, Pakistan, Israel, everybody is going to have a nuclear bomb. As Tom Lehrer once wrote, everybody gets the bomb.